Welcome back to the Eat It Like a Podcast. Joining us this time around is a Hilton Head Island resident, proud contributor to what we do here at Eat It and Like It, a foodie, a nature lover, and an all-around advocate for everything that happens on her island. Her name is Brooke Peck. First of all, welcome. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me this morning. It's great to see you. I'm normally listening to the podcast, so it's great to see your face and be a part of the video part.
Very good. Very good. Well, you've been working with me/us, and I stress that part because I don't do what I do here at Eating Like a World Headquarters all by myself. I do have help, but you've been part of that when did you first contribute? It was in the spring, right?
Yeah, so you and I met at Wingfest. My husband was judging Wingfest, and you and I met then, and it was just maybe April. I started sending some stuff your way that I was, you know, excited to share from Hilton Head, and that's how we kind of got started this year.
You've lived on the island for almost half a decade, but what's it been like for you in a nutshell to try to see the island in a different way so that you could share it with not only my readers here on the website, but also on your social media handles?
Yeah, so honestly, it kind of has felt really natural. I love the events. I love the food. I love fishing. I love crabbing. I love fresh oysters. And so really, it's just a snapshot of my life and my experiences here. There's been a little bit of a learning curve, learning how to make reels and shooting content and that sort of thing. But as far as what's going on in my life, like it's really just every day and every weekend and just the fun things I enjoy doing. And I've found that people like seeing those things. They like seeing sunset views on the beach. They like knowing what's going on event-wise, and they enjoy seeing, you know, the kind of the good eats and fun things for food-wise around the island.
Pretty awesome when it doesn't feel like work, huh?
Yeah, I think you know a little bit about that too.
Although it is work, but it is fun. You know, no one wants to hear me complain, but there are days where it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
There are a lot of things I'd rather be doing than dealing with this, but that's all part of it. Real quick, don't want to rabbit hole too much on your background, but what originally brought you to the island?
So I grew up in Augusta, Georgia, went to the University of Georgia. I grew up in Augusta, Georgia, went to the University of Georgia for college. I feel like I said Georgia a bunch in that sentence. And then I lived in Atlanta for about 16, 17 years before I moved here. But when I was a child, we took family trips to Beaufort, South Carolina to a family friend's house there. And they had a 900-foot-long dock out to a tidal creek. And I learned how to catch shrimp there. I learned how to crab there. And my dad would lower me down into the marsh next to the dock at low tide with a 2x4 and a bucket and gloves, and he would have me pick oysters for him. So I really think that the low country lifestyle and views and sunsets and speed of life was instilled in me at a really young age. Wow. And during COVID, my husband had a remote job, and we just decided, you know, if this is where we want to be, let's go. And we made the move here, and we haven't looked back. And of course, we miss our friends in Atlanta, but we love the pace of life here and just how much easier it feels sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just talking about it at a Christmas party last night. Yeah. We miss a couple from Atlanta. He's from New York. And yes, we miss the big cities, but sometimes we don't miss it when there's no traffic or we can just run out to the grocery store without, you know, all of those big city issues that come along with that.
Right.
So you and I are going to discuss, you've been making the rounds this year, as I'm sure you do every single year. But this time you documented a little bit of some of your favorite eats for 2025.
Yeah.
You're going to run down them here. Difficult list to put together once you put pen to paper?
Well, honestly, it was really hard to whittle the list down. You know, I just had a lot of great food this year, a lot of great experiences. I met so many great chefs that really love what they're doing. So we did kind of have to cut it back a little bit, but there's still a lot of great things to be able to share today. And so a lot of things that you were a part of and you and I met, we got to experience together. So it's great that we get to kind of have this recap conversation and hit some of the high notes from the year together today.
Very good. So we'll run through them fairly quickly, but we'll take some time on some. So where do you want to start?
So I just want to start at the beginning of the year. You know, the Hilton Head Island and Bluffton Chamber of Commerce, they put on a phenomenal restaurant week. some places like Java Burrito, they just do you a $3 margarita the whole time, which, you know, that's hard to pass up any time of the year. So I really enjoyed trying out a couple new places. This year I went to Redfish. I'd never been there before. It's a really beautiful space. They have a piano player and it just is really cozy. Went to Ocean Lounge. I know you're a fan of that place. Yeah. It's really perched up. It's at the Sea Pines Beach Club and it's perched up high and you just have this great view of the ocean. You go at dinner time, the sunset's phenomenal. Yeah. And the last couple of years, they've done all-you-can-eat crab legs. Ocean Lounge and Coast have done all-you-can-eat crab legs for one price during restaurant week. I'm not sure if that's on tap for this coming year, but it's always a big hit, as you can imagine. My husband is a crab leg lover, so we went for him, but I had a really beautiful piece of branzino while I was there. And again, we just love the vibe there. That space does not allow children, so it really felt like a nice date night.
Ocean Lounge, real quick. Ocean Lounge and the beach club there at Sea Pines is probably the place I send Savannah people the most. Reason being, you know, hey, want water view, I want good food, I want, you know, things that you don't necessarily get in Savannah. Okay, how much time you got? Well, we'll spend the night if we find the right place. Okay, go here. And I send them there because it checks all those boxes, like you said. And if you don't have kids and you sit up in the Ocean Lounge, it is special on that island.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love Sea Pines. I feel like even living here as a resident, when I drive in Sea Pines, you see people on their bike. They're just so happy. Like everybody is so happy. And it's hard not to absorb that when you're in there. So even though I live here, visiting Sea Pines, it feels like a vacation. It's a really special place. And the other place I wanted to mention that we went was I had never been to Catch 22, which is right next to Shea George.
Right.
And they did this really interesting dessert. It was a peanut butter chocolate sushi. And we have a picture of it, but it was coated in Roundup Oreos, which you and I both love some Oreos, and sliced up and just kind of a unique thing. And that's what I love about Restaurant Week is, you know, there's a lot of restaurants that display their normal menu, but there's also some kind of unusual things thrown in there. And it's great to get to experience both.
Very good. Yeah, that looks very interesting.
It was delicious.
Who's next?
So the next thing is the Seafood Festival. And I know that you are a Seafood Festival goer as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Seafood Festival fan. I think that they do a great job bringing really high caliber talent and chefs and ideas and quality of foods to the island for this week-long festival. Mm-hmm. And so one of the events that I went to last year was the first time I had ever attended it was the Kegs and Eggs event, which is the Sunday morning after the main Seafood Festival. And they do it at Lincoln and South. Mm-hmm. So they have like beer mosas and then they had some kind of like tequila cocktail drink at 10 a.m. in the morning, which is, you know, a fun way to kick off a Sunday. But Chef Matt Wallace was there and he's the head chef at Black Sheep on Boundary in Beaufort. And he was tasked with putting together a multi-course brunch only using a Blackstone grill. And so it was kind of cool to see like what he came up with. And one of the dishes that was really kind of the star of the show for me was called Matt's Chorizo. And it was a duck fat potato, a green tomato, a poached duck egg, which I had never had a duck egg before, much less poached one before. Quack. Cilantro, smoked jalapeno, and crema. And I believe it was on some type of sausage or something. But it was just like amazing and such an unusual, unique dish for a brunch offering. It was really delicious.
Very cool. Okay. That looks not only interesting, but delicious.
It was. And you don't realize how much yolk is in a duck egg until you have a poached.
Yeah. It's everywhere. We got yolk everywhere.
So it was delicious. Very slow moving yolk when you cut into it. Fun fact.
Yeah.
And then they wrapped it up with this amazing lemon cream tart from Hilton Head Social Bakery, which we have a picture of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that place just creates delicious and beautiful pastries all the time, year round.
Yes.
I mean, they're so beautiful, you don't even want to eat them. You just want to take pictures of them and
Agreed.
Text your friends.
Agreed.
But they are phenomenal.
Yes. Yes.
I know Philippe, you're a fan of them as well.
Yes. Everything that gentleman does is just perfection, or why am I wasting my time? It's just that special. It is really, 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 really good. Okay. Who's next?
Okay. So next up, we had soft shell crab season at Hudson's. Right. And, you know, a lot of people that live at Hilton Head are Hudson's fans, but I think that sometimes we really take for granted the quality of the seafood that they are able to connect with local fisher people, connect with crab sourcers. The setup they have there is really cool. They have these giant tanks where they keep blue crabs in, and they watch them 24/7. And as soon as they molt and they lose that hard shell, they capture them and then they cook them to order with whatever the diners want. And I think they have about 10 different preparations on how they do their soft shell crabs. But I'm a huge fan of Hudson's, and they do so much for the community in general. And, you know, this year, have you had brunch there?
Little bit of soft shell crab trivia. I did a story on those tanks that you're referring to about 10 years ago, maybe eight, long time ago. And it's on YouTube, has been since forever. And it is the whole process. I sat there with him. I watched him do it. I talked to him about how he does it. It was a slow moving piece, but I got him to explain the whole thing. And it is the third most watched YouTube video in Eat It and Like It history. It's a fascinating process, like you said.
Right.
But it's really, really good. So anybody who's curious, go find it on our YouTube page. So
yeah, and you can't find a fresher soft shell crab anywhere. I mean,
how would you do that? He's doing it right there.
It never gets in a car. It never gets on the interstate. It goes straight from the ocean to your plate. Yeah. I mean, it's phenomenal.
And it's funny because every year in the spring, I see the conversation start to pop up on Facebook. Hey, who's doing soft shell crab? And everybody says Hudson's. They're doing them right there. You can't get them any fresher. And I'm surprised it hasn't caught on. Obviously, so many people know about it, but so many people don't. So it is legit hashtag legit.
And I think I have a picture of some fried soft shell crabs from this year. I might have made it over there more than once. Yeah.
We're moving along to
summertime,
boozy booze.
Summertime, sweet summertime at Hilton Head. Yes. It was funny this year. It kind of was, when I think about the summer, I think about kind of two things. There were two drinks that, and two places that have great drinks that I kind of got hooked on. And I also, we had some major pizza options pop up on the island this summer too.
Yeah.
So the first drink was at Alexander's, and I had never been there before May of this year. We never vacationed in Palmetto Dunes when we would come here. And so it just kind of wasn't really on my radar, but they have such a lovely view. They have delicious prime rib.
Yeah.
Their seating is really interesting in there, the way it's all elevated. And I've become a big fan of Alexander's this year. But they have a drink called the Low Country Mule, and it's got burnt church cucumber vodka in it, fresh lime juice, a regatta ginger beer, and then a tahine salted rim served in a copper mug. And wow.
Yeah, looks interesting.
So refreshing, just like perfect. If it's 100% humidity outside, that took it all down. It was just really delicious.
That looks really good. I'm not a big fan of mules just because of ginger beer, but I could see myself on a 195 degree day sticking that mug up against my temple.
Yes, you could use it for that as well.
Yeah, yes, I drink it. I don't dislike them. I just never order them, but that looks really good.
Well, you're probably not going to love the next drink either, but we had a new cocktail lounge open on the island, Starboard, Hilton Head Island, down in Wexford Shops back in May. And of course, we know, you know, they're having this amazing, phenomenal, miracle pop-up Christmas bar right now going through December 30th. Before that, I went in and I found out that they make their own ginger beer. They make their own tonic water, which I didn't think I liked tonic water until I went there. And I realized the tonic water there is like kind of a little bit sweet and not super bitter. And I'm a fan of their tonic water, but they just work really hard to provide super high quality drinks. And I think we have a picture of a drink I had in there called the Island Dream. And it's got ginger beer that they make and their tonic water and a little bit of grenadine. So there's another ginger beer drink for you to try out next time you're on the island.
Strike two, girlfriend. I'll try it, but I probably won't order it. I'll probably get like my wife to, hey, you got to get that so I can taste it. Yeah. That happens.
And they're like, they just are so down to the detail. I mean, the quality of the ice that they have so many different types of glasses. They measure everything. And so it was just a really great addition to the cocktail scene on the island this year.
Okay, who's next?
All right. The next two was just the two pizzas. You know, school pizzas popped up this year. They are only serving pizzas out of their food truck on Sundays at random breweries and places around Bluffton and Hilton Head. Yeah. They make their dough from scratch. It's super yeasty. It rises. It's got all these delicious holes in it. It's just delicious. And there's been such a high demand on them that getting one is kind of like a golden ticket. But it's worth the wait. And you just have to stalk them online on their Instagram and figure out where they're going to be and just make your plans accordingly.
Very good. Yeah, that picture looks, as the kids like to say, sexy AF.
Oh, what the kids are saying these days, Chuffy. Thanks for that. And then the other pizza that you're a big fan of as well is Firemost. Firemost showed up this summer, and they are making a great product. You know, it's super thin, and it's delicious, and they put that hot honey on top of it, and it's so yummy. Yeah. So that was kind of the summer wrap-up of pizzas and drinking for me.
And then we had some burgers.
So there's this guy named Jesse Blanco that started this craze in August called the Burger Bash. And
overrated clown.
It was I don't know why I put this challenge on myself, but I felt as though I needed to eat as many of the burgers as possible so I could write content, share videos, etc. And I think I took down like 6 over the 10 or 12 day period of the Burger Bash, but I just wanted to kind of hit a couple of the ones that were like, you know, next level. Slider Bar, which I had never been to in Bluffton. They did a fried chicken sandwich as part of their Burger Bash offering.
Yeah.
And it was served on a creme brulee donut.
Yes.
With a slice of cheddar cheese, an egg, and I believe some bacon. It was
fried
phenomenal.
Chicken, bacon, egg, and cheese. Yes.
Yes. Like, I just love the creativity behind that.
Did they brulee it right in front of you when they served it?
No, it did come out hot, though.
Boom.
But I was just really impressed with the quality of the product that they're making there. They soak their fries overnight, or their potatoes overnight, make their own fries from scratch. It's just this cute little, you know, tiny place in the, I believe it's the Promenade of Bluffton. And so that was a really fun find for us during Burger Bash.
Pete's spending a lot of money to do it right there. He deserves the props. So, yeah.
Yes. And the other part of Burger Bash was kind of fun. You and I and Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw.
Yeah.
We all were able to go to Chez George for a burger during Burger Bash. And of course, it was fantastic. I think it was, was it Roquefort stuffed patty?
Yeah.
That they grilled. And there was like a homemade like pepper aioli. I want to say it was like Aleppo pepper or something in it with the fries.
Lemon aioli, I think.
So good.
Yeah.
But I have to give a shout out because, you know, at the time when it happened and still to this day, they brought out these little oysters for us as part of our, yes, you remember, they brought out an oyster granita. It was a cucumber granita oyster grown by May River Oyster Company, which they are growing oysters between Hilton Head Island and Defusky. So very, very local.
Mm-hmm.
And they make this cucumber flavored shaved ice is what I understand it to be. And they put a little bit of that shaved ice in the oyster on the half shell and brought it out. And it just, it like a little bit blew my mind because I had never mixed the cool and crispness of a cucumber with the brininess of an oyster. And it just was like amazing. I'm totally hooked. I haven't had one since, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah, that was I've had granitas on oysters before, but that one was pretty special because it was summer, it was lighter, it was refreshing, it was,
yes.
That was really, really good.
Props to them. That was a really great meal. And of course, it was a fun way to celebrate all of the Burger Bash happenings and planning and, you know, that had gone on for it. So
it will be bigger and better next year, I promise.
Well, I don't think I can eat any more burgers, though.
Well, it got out of control on me this year. I thought it would start modestly, and it went nuts, so I didn't have ample time to prepare for it all, but I'll be ready next year.
Yes.
So you got chicken fingers.
Yeah, so another place I just wanted to mention is Local Legend Brewing Company. Yeah. They are owned by Surge, and they opened up, I believe, sometime this spring. It's a huge facility. They're brewing beer there. They have food there. They have ping pong tables, pool tables. Have you been in there yet?
Yeah.
Okay. They have a great outdoor space. They have live music. But I spent a lot of time there this fall. My husband plays on the Hilton Head rugby team, and they had all their socials there afterwards. So there was a lot of hanging out, enjoying football from there this fall. Mm-hmm. But they have a really great harvest salad, which kind of caught me off guard. Like, when I think of breweries, I don't always think of, like, you know, phenomenal salads. It's got butternut squash on it, blue cheese, roasted red peppers. And then their chicken fingers are phenomenal. I'm not really a chicken finger gal, but those chicken fingers on that salad made me happy all fall long.
I went there. I haven't had the food, but I have had I've had the beer, and I like how they set it up. They've got the bar on one side, they've got the games on this side for the kids and all that. It's a nice setup. I look forward to usually in the winter. I haven't eaten there because I avoid the island generally in the summer. This summer was an exception to that because I was chasing all those burgers around. But I'll be there for some food probably at some point in February when I'm over there for Seafood Festival. So
yes, good.
Have we reached the end of the road?
No, we have one more thing I wanted to talk about.
Shoot.
Concours d'Elegance is what most people think of as just a car show at Hilton Head. And I had never been to this event before, but it blew my mind. I mean, the caliber of the vehicles, they're being brought in from all over the world, the collecting, the showmanship, the pride, the investment. I mean, it is just amazing to be around people with that much interest and love for cars. So that was a really fun thing to experience. And on Saturday night, I think you've been in the past, they do this really beautiful gala, the Flight and Fancy Gala. They do it at the airport. Mm-hmm. It's an outdoor event surrounded by private planes, corporate jets, beautiful cars. It's at sunset. I mean, it is beautiful. And the food was just so great this year. They started with sushi from Char Bar, and it was just out of the park amazing. I think we have a picture of that. And just the way they served it was beautiful. And then the dessert bar, they had like 14 different desserts on the dessert bar. So it was a really beautiful event, and I'm grateful I got to go to that. And I just think it's amazing that we have such a high caliber, phenomenal event on Hilton Head Island every single year.
Yeah. Yeah, I went last year. This year I didn't go because it's usually on Friday night, but this year Friday night was Halloween, so they moved it to Saturday night, which conflicted with my church schedule, so I couldn't make it.
All right, I've got one more thing I want to throw in because...
Okay, make it quick. They're going to blow us up.
We're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
So Healthy Habit, they are on the south end of the island, and they do a meal plan every week. You order by Friday night, you order 10 or more meals. They have breakfast, they have lunches, they have burrito bowls, they have... soups. They have all kinds of deliciousness, and they really kept my family fed this year while I was working, and we had those meals in the fridge, and they're just so high quality and so delicious, and they just do such a great job down there. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned them today too.
Very good. They do a very nice job. All right. Well, it sounds like we're gonna take about a week or two off to, you know, eat oatmeal and kind of cool our jets before we do it all again for 2026. What do you say?
Can't wait. Looking forward to more.
Tell us where we can find you on all your socials and all the stuff that you do.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Instagram at Hi from HHI.
Hi.
And also, Hi. Yes, H-I, not H-I. GH, Hi from HHI. And I'm also a freelance writer, and you can find me in Local Life and Celebrate Hilton Head Magazine. And you also can find me on eatitandlikeit.com.
Wow. You're big time. Happy for you and all the fun you've been having this year. So
yes, it's been fun. And I've been grateful that we've been able to have some fun together this year. And I look forward to more fun next year.
Her name is Brooke Peck. She knows all there is to know about food and all kinds of fun stuff to do on Hilton Head Island. Give her a follow, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.